Amen. Heavenly Father, we can never thank you enough because of the so many undeserved blessings that you keep giving to us. Particularly at this hour of visitation, you have visited us with different levels of revelation. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sending your word to heal spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. And thank you for considering us worthy to receive another word. Our hearts are open to you. Teach us and touch us. Enlighten us and empower us. Inform us and transform us. Thank you for doing it. And all the saints of God in the house, say loud amen. Please get seated. I can see somebody still trying to clap for the Lord. I can't stop appreciating God and my father, my mentor, my boss, for the continuous privilege given to me to bring to us God's word at this Shiloh 2021. I do believe that the grace of God upon his life, which I've been privileged to be a partaker of, will be expressed towards us again this morning in the precious name of Jesus. For the wonderful teachings we've received in the first and the second word, highly inspiring and full of humor, let's give Jesus a big hand. Our teaching in this third word is captioned Engaging the Ministry of Teaching Priests for Light. Engaging the Ministry of Teaching Priests for Light. Light is life. Light is most crucial. To the extent that the first thing God created was light. Without light, there is no life. Light is the beginning of all creation. So it is with our lives. Without light, you don't have life. Access to light determines quality of life. And God said, "Let there be light." And every other thing followed. I had God's servant said yesterday that next to salvation, the greatest need of the believer is light. How true that is. You can imagine that many, even though they are saved, are still suffering because they are in darkness. The soul is saved, but in the midst of darkness. And that is the reason why you look around, there seems to be no difference between the unbeliever and the believer. No light. And for this reason, God raised the ministry of teaching priests. And if you check all through the whole scriptures, teaching priests have always been in the system of God. When he brought Israel out of Egypt, he appointed the Levites, which are also called the priests. There are 12 tribes of Israel, and God decided to appoint one tribe to be his teachers for for his people. That is, God decided that there should be at least one teacher to 12 persons in ratio. That shows to you how important the teaching, the ministry of the teaching priests are to his people. And he gave them law. In Exodus, expounded it in Deuteronomy, gave more details in what we call the Leviticus. That is the book that the Levites are to use to instruct his people. So we have God, we have the law, and we have the priest. It is the priest that connects God to his people through the laws. Essentially, the duties of priest is twofold. One is to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap. They represent the people before God. They tell God about people. The second assignment they have is to represent God to the people, to teach people about God and about the things of God. For our text, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 3 to 6, so we can see the unreplaceable place of the teaching priest. Now, for a long season, Israel had been without the true God and without a teaching priest who should connect them to the true God, and without law. Anyone who takes your priest away has programmed you for punishment. And so we see what happened here. But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Meanwhile, in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation. Vexation means, high level troubles. Turbulence were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. Why? Nations was destroyed of nation and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity because there was no teacher. There was nobody to show them the way. Darkness prevails where teachers don't avail. Availability of teachers of the word of God is the cure to the darkness of God's people. Teaching priests are light bearers to the body of Christ. They are agents of enlightenment and illumination. Look at what happened even in the days of Nehemiah. Chapter 8 of Nehemiah, verses 8 and 9. So they read in the book of the Lord distinctly, that is the work of teachers, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Shatter, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, the Levite that taught the people, said unto the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God, mourn not. They were weeping for how much they have lost for their ignorance. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. It was weeping for joy at this time. And so, verse 10, Nehemiah told them, go your way. Eat the fat. You see, when you are well taught, you are able to go on your way. You are able to eat fat, drink the sweet, and have access to send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord that came through the word is your strength. The teaching priests are agents of sharing joy in people. Philip went to Samaria to preach, and there was a great joy in the city through the insight and revelation that he brought to the people. Paul the apostle described himself in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, as one who has received light from the Lord, and verses 8 and 9, he said that it was God's agent to open the eyes of the people. To open the eyes of the people. At Shiloh 2021, that's what God has been doing for us. He's been opening our eyes. And before Shiloh 2021 comes to an end, your eyes will be more opened. I thought somebody is saying a loud amen. So without teachers, believers are doomed. They are doomed. Without teachers, believers will remain in captivity. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, in the New Testament, we discover in chapter 6 of Acts verse 4, this is the mission of teachers. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. They pray on the behalf of God's people and they minister the word to the people to show them who God is. And we all know what happened. Today, therefore, in the body of Christ, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, represents what the assignment of ministers of the gospel should be towards his people, the church. The fivefold ministry in the church today constitutes the team of teaching priests in the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. You can take your time to read further verses. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Can you see that? The assignment is towards the saints, to perfect them, to mature them. For the work of the ministry, ministering to God's people, enlightening God's people, for the edifying, for the fortifying of the body of Christ against every satanic incursion. The purpose of this teaching, therefore, is to make each of us as believers to place value on the place of the word of God that is being taught by teaching priests. Whether it be apostle or pastor or teachers or prophets, whatever position is being occupied by them, their mission is to teach. Now, what then are the functions of the teaching priest? Number one, teaching priests are eye openers. The Holy Spirit opened our eyes to revelation through the ministry of our teachers. Even in the worldly system, especially in nations of good standard, teachers are about the most valued people because they open people's eyes. They provide wings for people to fly. Teachers help us to see that all things are possible. Someday, a highly placed Ethiopian was returning from Jerusalem from worship, and in Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, from verses 26 to 35, he was reading the book of Isaiah. On his chariot, meanwhile, the Lord told Philip, go down to that place. And when he came to the man, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near the man. Join thyself to this chariot. And in verse 30, as he moved forward, he asked the man, do you understand what you are reading? Now, you may be a reader and be poor in understanding. Reading does not equal understanding. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? So, they are our guides. They are our eye opener. And he desired that he will come up and help him. And in verse 32, the place where it was raining, Isaiah chapter 53, He couldn't understand it. And in verse 33, we saw down the line to verse 34, how Philip helped him to understand. He opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preach unto him Christ. And as soon as his eye is open, hey, this is water. What stops you from baptizing me now? His eyes were open. That is what God has been doing to us in Shiloh here. Our eyes have been opening. And we shall have yet our eyes more opened. Say loud, amen. Somebody came to Shiloh. You never imagined that you can be free from poverty. Suddenly your eyes open. There is a story of a man who came to church some time ago. He was so sick. His weight has dropped from 90 to 60. And when he came to town, he said, well, let me visit some of my time people so that in case I die, I will have people to bury me. And after meeting with them, he said, let me go to a church somewhere. And he came to church. Good enough. We're having 3 days of program. The first day, he had, according to him, he had me say, you are not a chicken man for pepper soup. He adjusted himself. Second day, he had another one. He adjusted himself. Third day, he had another one. Upon hearing that, he said, Satan, until my eyes don't open, you can't kill me again. And gradually from the eye opening, his weight grew back from 60 to normal. Eye opening. I decree that from today, your eyes will remain open. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 to 21. They are agents of eye opening. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, there is hope for you. Because your teachers will not be removed into a corner anymore. Take away teachers, you suffer adversity. Take away teachers, affliction will multiply. They are God's agent for terminating our adversities and affliction. Look at that passage again. Your teacher shall not be moved to a corner, but your eye shall see your teachers. So you need to continue to fix your eyes on your teachers. And your ear shall hear a word through your teacher, showing you the way to go. Those who have teachers don't miss their steps. When you turn to the right, when you turn to the left, you'll be hearing. So they are the voices of God to us through their teachings. Now, why does God have to do this? Because we have different categories of believers. We have babes who don't know the difference between their right hand and their left hand. We have toddlers who cheaply can become prey to the devil. Then we have children who are tossed here and there according to Ephesians chapter 4. We have us in different levels. So we need teachers who will reach out to us with what they have heard from the word so they can easily communicate to us the mind of God. Lack of value for your teacher will keep you in affliction and adversity. I don't joke with my teachers. Beginning with my father here. I listen every time, at every opportunity, talking on telephone, I'm writing down what he's saying. Being in service, my eyes are open. My ears are open. That's why you see me where I am today. Well taken care of, because of the teaching priest. Number two function of teaching priest is light bearing. The Holy Spirit shows them light freely, which they are called to pass down to us freely. Remember Jesus said, Matthew 10:8, freely you have received, freely receive. Freely give. It is in the light of our teachers that we see light. Psalm 36, verse 9. In thy light we see light. God gave light to Bishop Oyedepo. And to the glory of God, see the effect of it on all of us. The Lord sent a word that he sent light unto Jacob. And it has lighted all Israel. By application, the Lord sent light to Oyedepo. And it has lighted the Winner's family and beyond. That's the application. How? He's a teacher. Teaching us. Showing to us. Bearing the light. And the light shines in darkness. And darkness cannot comprehend it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Satan uses darkness to blind people's eyes. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. Many want to believe, but because they are blinded, they cannot believe. But when light comes, shining through the corners, reaching out to people like you and I, suddenly we discover that we can be free. Teaching priests are light bearers. That's why the more the intensity of the teaching, the greater the level of liberation people enjoy. Paul kept teaching in a place. For 3 years he was teaching. Bandages were getting loose to a point that handkerchiefs and aprons from his body were healing the sick and casting out devils. Intensity of teaching. Now, many of us, like, you can tell your story when you came to this church. Beaten, battered, came with bedroom slippers. But through intense teaching, you didn't give up. The teaching continued. Something kept changing inside you. Until now, you have your houses from bedroom slippers. Light came through our teaching praise. A young man shared a testimony. Came to church with bathroom slippers. Had no room to sleep. He was sleeping on bench that could not even take his whole body. And under his staircase. He said when he slept in the night, he would hang his leg on the wall. By the time he was sharing his testimony, he said, now I have my duplex. I'm still planning to build another one. Light bearer. Somebody came to church. According to his testimony, he borrowed money to travel from Jos to Kaduna. Poverty, too much on him. He came to church and he had the word. And started his business with about 10,000 naira. Today his business runs in billions. These are strange things. But when light comes, you will arise and shine. And the glory of the Lord will be risen upon you. Through our teaching priest, darkness that covers our faces are destroyed. And then we begin to shine. You will shine more. I say you will shine more. I say you will shine more. Paul said, no man taught me these things. Galatians chapter 1 verses 11 and 12. God showed them light so he could give the light to people. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me, of me, is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Up till yesterday, we had God's servant say, I didn't copy this thing from anywhere. I had God spoke to me this thing by revelation. By revelation. And as he began to communicate those revelations to us, we began to enjoy the liberty of the Lord. You will not cease to enjoy liberty. I thought somebody saying a loud amen. Number three function of the teaching priest is interpretation of the word. Interpretation. Many of us see black and white. We cannot interpret it. Like that very faithful Ethiopian. How can I understand except somebody interpret it to me? Interpretation is meant for those who are confused. Many of us came to church confused, not even knowing what to do again with our lives. And then as you came to church or read the books of teachers, your eyes began to open. Interpretation of scriptures. Knowing the details of what God is saying. They point us or guide us to our redemptive rights from the pages of scriptures for the restoration of our health and dignity. Our teachers are our distributors of what belongs to us in redemption. Remember Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 32. I commend you unto God. That was a teacher speaking, Paul the Apostle. And unto the word of his grace, which through the teaching is able to build you up and deliver to you your inheritance among all them which are sanctified. That's why coming to Shiloh is not religion. Loaded with the word. As you are recovering from one, another one is coming your way. So that by any means, your dignity may be restored. From Shiloh 2021, your dignity shall be fully restored. Job chapter 33, verses 21 to 25, we're familiar with the story of a man whose flesh was consumed away, that he cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen sticked out. Yea, his soul draweth nigh unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. But if there is a messenger with him, an interpreter, who can commonize his problem and magnify his God. That's what teachers do. They commonize your problems and magnify your God. One among a thousand. To shew unto man his rights in Christ. Then God will release grace upon him. And say to the man, or to the devil holding him down, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Through teaching priests, the ransom paid on us by the blood of Jesus is delivered to us. And we saw the effect of it as you continue in that passage. Then suddenly his flesh shall be fresher than the child. He shall return to the days of his youth. We've had testimonies. Somebody lost all his four main organs. But through interpretation of scripture, you cannot die anyhow. His body jacked up back to life. Jacked up back to life. 2 days ago, we had testimony of another person whose kidney was failing. The professor said, I can't understand. But through the word of God, he said, I began to tell myself, my father told me I will not die. My teacher told me I will not die. He got his freedom. They are interpreters. Number four, our teachers are feeders. They feed us with knowledge to develop our spiritual muscles so as to dominate our world. The summary of the mission that Jesus gave to Peter is, Peter, feed my lamb, the young believers. Feed my sheep, those who are growing up. John 21, 15 to 17. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. I will appoint unto you. I will give to you pastors according to my heart. That is, they will be connected to my heart. They will be hearing me talk to them to talk to you. We shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And as a result, it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, said the Lord, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind. Neither shall they remember it. Neither shall they visit it. Neither shall that be done anymore. That means when our teaching priest comes, the ark has come. You know what that means? In the ark, we have the manna. They bring the manna down to us. So we don't need to look for the ark anymore. The manna. They feed us. Remember when they ate the manna in the wilderness? None of them was feeble. They didn't die anyhow. So they feed us to become strong,
to take full charge. They deliver the rod to us to rule in the midst of your enemies. Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2. My Lord said to my Lord, see that at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. The Lord will send forth the rod of his strength, the word out of Zion through the teaching priest that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies. And Moses took the rod, Exodus 4:17, by which he ruled the land. Moses became great. The rod, the word, made him great. And that's why in Micah chapter 7 verse 14, the scripture says, feed thy people with the rod. That's strange. Have you ever seen anybody eating rod? But the rod is the word of God. Feed the people with the rod. The flock of my heritage, which dwell in solitary in the wood, in the midst of Carmel, let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. Our teachers feed us with the word to strengthen us. Our spiritual muscles develop so we can dominate our world. That's why an average winner, anywhere he goes, they say he must be a winner. This one must be a winner. When they are in doubt, they ask, which church you attend? They say, I'm a winner. No wonder. No wonder. It's a strange person. How? We are feeding on the rod of the word of God. Say loud amen, somebody. Number five, teaching priests are sent to bring us to the same level of faith in their work with God. If you read again from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 15, 13 and to 14, it said, until we come to the fullness of faith, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, has said once and again, is there anybody that thinks when I leave you, I'm dead, he's wasting his time? I have planted myself in several people. I have reproduced several people with fiery faith who take territories for God. Anywhere I go, for instance, people see Oyedepo inside me. Why? Through teaching. I'm so loaded. I carry the man inside me practically, literally. When I speak, they listen to me the way they listen to him. Why? And that's what has happened to many of us seated here. Through teaching, you have received the same level of faith. He said, having the same spirit of faith, the same spirit of faith, through our teachers. They teach us to a point that we come to the full maturity of Christ in faith. That we can no longer be intimidated by the enemy. As you go from here, no devil will intimidate you again. As we close, how do you maximize the ministry of teaching priests? Number one, always pray that your ears will be open. Remember Isaiah chapter 30, verses 21. That your ears will be open and your eyes will be open to what they are teaching. Either when you go to church or when you read their materials or listen to the teachings that are recorded. Or when you are in your cell fellowship. Don't ever go to church without praying, first of all, that God will put utterance, give utterance to your teacher, your pastor, your prophet, your apostle, and give you hearing and understanding heart. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, that your eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you will see. Now we've had God's servant share his testimony with us over and over again through the books he read. Lord, I want to see the secret of prosperity through this book. He said, I've read it four times. I had to pray and fast to read it again. We had our last teacher said he took the book on breaking financial hardship and prayerfully for 7 days to read, and suddenly something opened. Always pray for eye opening and ear opening. Either when you go to church, or read their materials, or listen to their messages. Many people go to church empty, and they return empty. One thing I've discovered is, when you pray for a service, you will find God placing the word in the mouth of the teacher, of the apostle, that has to do with you. Number two, crave to receive the word. Let there be hunger inside you. Just like if you watch those who keep livestock, you see the livestock, they are waiting eagerly at the door to eat. They crave for it. In Luke chapter 1 verse 5, chapter 5 verse 1 rather, Luke 5 1, the people pressed on him to hear the word. They were not casual in their approach. They pressed. They were ready to receive the word. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 1. They brought the book out. They said to Nehemiah, start reading for us. The Ethiopian eunuch in chapter 9 verse 31 of Acts of the Apostle. With delightsomeness, he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him. He was eager. He was craving. Those who crave for light in increasing dimensions often end as more than conquerors as in the case of Daniel. Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah when he understood by books. He was a reader. Even if you're a teacher, you need a teacher. Daniel was a teacher, but he needed a teacher. Jeremiah. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Paul the apostle said, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. When you are coming, bring my cloak, bring my books, bring my note. Increasing dimension, more than conqueror. That will be your story from now. That will be your story from now. They continue to teach. The apostles continue to teach in the temple. Acts chapter 2. Verses 42 all the way to 46, and then chapter 5 verse 42, to the point that they accuse them that they have filled the whole Jerusalem with their doctrine. Nothing is as poisonous as teaching. Nothing is as revolutionary as teaching. They accuse Jesus that the reason why they wanted him dead is because he taught the people. Luke 23 verses 4 and 5, Pilate said, I have not found any fault in him. He said, look, this man is troubling us. And they were more fierce, saying, he stirred up the people, teaching throughout the jury. His teaching is injurious. Kill him. We don't want him. You recall also, the only time they took stone against Jesus, one of the times, is because of his teaching. I am my father, one. Ah, don't let people hear. Stone him. Stop him. When you have a teacher, or you have teaching priest, who are communicating to you, you become unstoppable. I see you from now becoming unstoppable. Number three, respond with humility to their scripturally based corrections and instruction. It's not every time our teaching priest will be telling us what we desire or what we like. Sometimes they say things to correct us and to instruct us. Be humble enough. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 8. After the prophet spoke to Asa, Asa took courage. He turned. He changed his ways. You are hearing correction on how you are dealing with your wife. And there you are telling your wife, that's Bishop Oyedepo, not me. You will see something again when we get back home today. Nobody can ruin my house for me. They are telling you how not to be wasteful in your expenses. To build up capital for your business. I said, no. That's not modern business. Sometimes, they correct us, they instruct us. Finally, continue steadfastly in application of the teaching received from them. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 and 43. Luke 6, 48 or 46. Don't call me Lord if you don't do what I ask you to do. I believe that from now,
every one of us will continue to enjoy the ministry of the teaching priest. Rise to your feet with me, please, and let's open up our hearts. First of all, let's thank God for our teaching priest. Let's thank God for our teaching priest that he has sent amongst us, particularly in this commission. Let's appreciate God for his servant whom he has sent to be teaching us at all times. And let's make a commitment to the Lord. My heart is open to continue to receive this ministry in Jesus' precious name. Give God a big hand, everybody, and please take your seat.
Without any doubt, you have